Day the Torah Master Yud Talud Teves Toshim Pei Hey Rabbi Yishai Lister.
Hello? Shalom Aleichem everybody, good morning. Thank you very much for having me. My name is Yishai Lister. Today I want to talk about the halachas regarding watches, hand watches and pocket watches. First, we'll start off with a question that's on everybody's lips. Can you wear this on Shabbos? Can you wear a watch on Shabbos in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? So obviously the question is only regarding a place where there is no Erev, in a place that you are in an Erev. We're going to see that you can be makel even if you are usually stringent for the Erev. So let's start off with a mention of this in Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Aleph, Seif Yud Aleph, Be'ah Halacha Dibba HaMaschil Bozeh. It talks about, they didn't have hand watches back then, watches that you wear on your wrist, but they used to have pocket watches that you would have on some sort of chain around your neck or around your, or attached to your clothing, and you would wear a watch in your pockets. Now the Be'ah Halacha brings this idea, and he says there's a few problems with it that we're going to discuss, and he says that one may not wear a pocket watch in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, a place without an Erev, a Karmelis, on Shabbos. And he says even if it's on a golden chain, where a golden chain might be seen as more of a tachshit, an item of jewelry, something someone adorns himself with, which Chazal say nowadays is mutter, for a man is certainly mutter. He says it's also because it's not, the main part of the chain is the watch. You're not wearing this chain for the chain. You're wearing the chain for the watch. And the biggest proof of this is that when the watch breaks, you take the chain off, you take the watch, you put the watch away until, and you hide it away until it's fixed again. So that you can't say that the main reason you're wearing the chain is to adorn oneself, because if the watch were to break, you would then keep wearing it. But from the fact that people put the watch away when it breaks, we see over there from this that
the chain to attach it to your beggar.
Yeah, the chain is attached to your beggar, but what are you attached?
You need a chain.
Right, so what are you, but what is attached to the chain? What's the chain servicing?
Like a strap on a watch.
Right, so we're going to come on to as to why a watch on your wrist might be different. But over here we're talking about a pocket watch. A pocket watch is a problem even though it's attached to your beggar. Let's say I were to walk around with a plate attached to my jacket. Would that be okay?
No,
it wouldn't, because the main reason I'm carrying this plate is I'm carrying a kli, I'm not carrying a piece of jewelry. So Mishnah Berurah says that a pocket watch is rather like a plate. We say that the chain is serving the watch, as opposed to the watch serving the chain. The chain is not the main part. We're going to come on to the Mishnah Berurah brings an example. Let's say you have a silver glasses case, and you want to carry the glasses case as part of your look. You want to show off your pure silver glasses case. He says that we don't say that the glasses are made for the case, and the case is the main thing. We say that the case are made for the glasses. You have a very nice case, but it's definitely there to be mishamish a kli, not an item of clothing, a vessel. Therefore, he does not allow the watch. Now, what happens if you make the whole watch as an item of jewelry? He says it's still not good enough. He brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings a case. Somebody has a ring with a stamp on that he uses to stamp his letters. And it's also made in a very nice way. Let's say it's made of solid gold. And the Yerushalmi says, if it's made for stamping letters, and it's also made to adorn oneself with it, he says, if you bring it out as a tachshit, you're potter, and if you bring it out to sign something, then you're chayev. Now this watch, why are you bringing it out? Do you ever bring it out to look at the time? If so, then you're also carrying it for use as a kli, in which case, you can't. It's made, let's say it's made as a tachshit, but it's also made as a kli, and people bring out a watch to look at the time, mostly, in which case, or at least part of the time, in which case if you bring it out to look at the time, then you would be chayev. He brings a raya from a clear Yerushalmi in regards to rings. He also brings the reason Chazal allow tachshitin, at least for men, is the for women the Gemara says is a problem. Why? Because ladies like to take off their tachshitim and show their friends, whereas men are slightly more held back in regards to jewelry items, and they're not likely to show their friends. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that very often you don't, not taking out to show your friends, but even to show yourself, you take it out and carry it in your hand, in which case that might be even worse. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Gadol Echad, who permits a pocket watch that's attached to you with a golden chain. And this Gadol Echad, I believe, is the Shut Shor LeMeshiv. The Shut Shor LeMeshiv says that the Ikka is actually the chain. The gold chain, let's say in the 1800s of London, the classical man with a bowler hat, an umbrella, a waistcoat, a jacket, and a golden chain extending from his buttonhole into his pocket. This was the look of men back then, around his times. He says even though there's a watch attached to it, the main thing he understood was for the chain. In which case, he wants to permit it. The Moruk Kutsia, another Mand Omar, he also says that it's permitted. The Marasham says we can only permit this if it's actually attached to a chain. But if it's on some sort of clip where you take it off and hold it in your hand unattached to the beged, if it's possible to take off your beged and there's nothing holding you back, then we're worried that you might carry it in your hand and Tachshitim Biyad. Jewelry items that you actually carry in your hand, that's more of an issue as opposed to if it were to be attached to your clothing. I can see a hand up at the back.
What was the title of the chain? If there's no watch at the end, what was the title of the chain?
No. The Shor LeMeshiv allows you to wear a chain with the watch because the main thing is for the chain. That's what the Shut Shor LeMeshiv understood. The Moruk Kutsia also understood similarly. The Marasham says this is specifically what the Shut Shor LeMeshiv allowed, is specifically with a chain that you won't come to carry it in your hand. Whereas if it's just attached to a clip or something that is removable, then that might be a problem. Shmir Shabbos Kechotz of Shlomo Zalman says that there's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud Aleph I have, Shin Aleph Sif Yud Aleph, which talks about a key made of gold or a key made of silver that you carry around your neck. And there are those that are machmir with this key that you shouldn't wear it on Shabbos. Now, Shlomo Zalman says that those that are machmir with this key on Shabbos, that's only because you have to take it off to use it. Whereas a watch that might be attached to a chain, that you don't even have to take it off to use it, there are those, maybe you can say, even in that case with the golden key or the silver key, that they're machmir with this watch, maybe they'll be makel, because you don't actually have to detach it from around your neck or from your clothing in order to use it. We're going to come on to wristwatches at the moment. At the moment, we're just talking about pocket watches, which is what the Mishnah Berurah talks about. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be did not have any wristwatches. There weren't any around in his time. It's quite a recent thing. Now, we spoke about this key, that there's what to ask from Shlomo Zalman's Svara, that the key you have to take off, and the watch you don't have to take off. There's what to ask, because a key is better than a watch in a certain way, because a key is completely made of silver, and the whole thing looks nice. However, a watch has working parts to it, which are underneath the watch, and it's very difficult to say that the working parts of a watch are bottled to the rest of the watch, because they help it work. When something helps something else function and is really the underlying cause of as to why this thing really exists and why you're wearing it, the mechanisms underneath, it's very difficult to say that the whole thing is bottled to the tachshit because it helps the tachshit function. 21 jewels inside there?
Inside the watch.
Why is that? Well, so as to why that may be, I'm not sure. But the inside of the watch is definitely seen as choshev, simply for the fact that it helps the watch function. So maybe there's what to say that even though the key has one milah that is completely made of silver, the watch has a milah, and the key has a chesor, and they have to take it off to use it. The watch has no chesor. So maybe they're on level playing grounds. This is what the Puskim discuss in regards to pocket watches. The Marasham ends off that the Chacham Svi, the Divrei Chaim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Lechem upon him, and many other Acharonim Gedolim, they understand that a pocket watch is Osa, and the Yochid, the Rabbim, Halacha Karabim, the Be'er Halacha definitely takes on that a pocket watch is Osa. Now, when we come on to wrist watches, which is the topic of our shiur today, there's another svara to be makel simply for the fact that somebody that you're wearing it. For example, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Aleph Sif Yud Tes. This is the most similar thing that I can probably find in the Shulchan Aruch to a wristwatch. The Shulchan Aruch writes over here Sif Yud Tes. That Misha who osa, somebody who's been arrested, lo aleinu, somebody who's been arrested, ucholim, he's got some sort of feet cuffs to stop him running away. Is somebody allowed to go out bound with handcuffs, feet cuffs, on Shabbos into Rosh Hashanah? Let's say somebody gets arrested, or let's say the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, used to enjoy arresting Jews on Shabbos specifically. Would it be a problem to leave the house with handcuffs on your hands or feet, for example? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah writes that the reason why it's mutter is dinech shav lo kamo malbush, because it's attached to your the derech halichoso who came. Because criminals, the way that they go out is with handcuffs. It's considered a malbush for criminals, because the Gemara goes on to explain that if somebody is arrested, because the handcuffs are there to protect him or to protect other people, therefore it's considered part of their malbush. They service the body or other people's property, in which case it's not considered a masai to wear handcuffs. And the Mishnah Berurah ends off, "Bevadai heim b'chozek haraglov v'lo yipri," because they're definitely tied strongly onto his feet and they won't fall down. Therefore, it's easier to say that it's bottled to his guf. So just like handcuffs might be bottled to your guf, maybe a watch as well could be more makel, since it won't fall off. It's attached tightly to your wrist. The Igros Moshen Urach Chaim Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Aleph says, for this reason you can be makel, since on your hand, when the watch is on your hand, it's similar to also to a ring that has a chosem, that even though when the ring breaks you throw it away, like what the Be'er Halacha mentioned before, that a watch is more difficult to, a pocket watch is more difficult to be makel and to say that's tachshit, because when it breaks you throw it away. However, when it's actually on your body, the Igros Moshen says, even though you will throw it away if it stops breaking, that it's still considered okay, because it's simply for the fact that it's on your body, it's tied tightly, it won't come off, and it's much easier to say that it's bottled to you. And the Igros Moshen goes on to say that even if it's not made of gold, if it's completely practical, his maskona is to be machmir for Bnei Torah, that they shouldn't wear a watch that's not made of gold. The Shuk Chalkas Yaakov also says it's okay since it's attached to your body. However, there are Achronim that disagree. There are those that are machmir simply for the fact that what is a malbush? What's the heter to wear malbush on Shabbos? The Gemara explains that the heter to wear malbush on Shabbos is that it helps your body. It keeps you warm, it keeps you dry, it keeps you cool. All these things, that's the reason as to why you'd be allowed to wear beged on Shabbos. A tachshit makes you look better. So keeping warm and servicing your body, keeping you covered, these are all functions of clothes. However, a watch doesn't necessarily keep you warm or cold or keep you covered per se. So unless you're wearing a gold watch, which might be considered a tachshit. However, there are those that are even machmir with a gold watch. You can't say it's a tachshit. They understand that it's a kli. The main reason you're wearing this watch is as a functional item, and it's difficult to say that it's a tachshit. These achronim are the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Shut Lahuris Nosson, the Kovit Samaor, the Shut Dibri Yisrael, Shut Minchas Yitzchak, the Tzitz Eliezer, the Shuvas Van Hoggos, and there's much, much more. There are many, many more that are machmir that one shouldn't wear a watch on Shabbos. Some make a difference between a normal watch and a gold watch, understanding that the gold watch is seen as a tachshit, and maybe it is actually seen as an item of jewelry as opposed to a functional key, being the Yofer Shah, the Shmir Shabbos, the Evan Yisrael, the Oz Nidbaru, Or Letzion, and many, many more. The Chut Shani is mechalik between an ish and an isha, which I'm going to come on to shortly, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's famous shitta of Lo Silbash. He understands that for a man it's not okay, because the man wears it more as a functional item, whereas for a lady, Rav Nissim Karelitz paskins that for a lady it's more of a tachshit. The main reason a lady wears it is to look nice. The main reason a man wears it is as a functional vessel. In which case, for men, it's not okay, and for ladies, there's more siba to be makel. Now the Chazon Ish has a very big chiddush, which I saw in Kuntres HaZichronos, written by Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The Chazon Ish says that even if you close your sleeve, that means you've got a loose cuff, and you use the watch, the functional part of your shirt, to close your sleeve, even so the Chazon Ish is machmir. If you remember last time I was here, I spoke about a walkie-talkie on a Shabbos belt. And Rav Shlomo Zalman understood that a walkie-talkie on a Shabbos belt, there's no room to be makel. Because a walkie-talkie, you can't say it's bottled to the belt, because a walkie-talkie is choshev in its own right. The Chazon Ish understands the same idea with a watch. A watch, because it's so choshev in its own right, even if you use it to close up your jacket or you use it to close your sleeve, even so, because it's so choshev in of itself, and it serves its own function, therefore you can't say that it's bottled to the shirt, and it would not be okay to wear on Shabbos. Somebody once asked me, what about the cufflinks with a watch on? So I think in this case, the Chazon Ish would be makel, because the whole cufflink is made to close your shirt, and punk, it's got a watch on. Whereas when you have a watch around your, an actual watch around your sleeve to close your sleeve, the watch is a watch, and you're just closing your shirt with it. But I think cufflinks with a clock on them, I think the chazanish in such a case would be mekel. Now the Yabia Omer, he writes that if there's an eruv in town, even if you're one of the stringent people that try not to use it, you can be mekel to wear a watch on Shabbos. I think he understands even if it's not made of gold, if there's an eruv in town, you can be mekel. The Igros Moshe says even if it's not made of zav meikah, then you can be mekel. There's room to be machmir for Bnei Torah, he writes. But in Manchester, you're pretty much okay, at least wearing a watch. Now, another problem wearing a watch on Shabbos, which is not related to carrying, is if you have a digital watch. There's a chashash, we know there's a gezeiras chazal, shema yate, pushing, so you might tilt a lamp. You're not allowed to read by an oil lamp, because you might tilt the lamp. What happens if you have a watch with a button on that lights up, and you wake up in the middle of the night, and you're not sure what day it is, and you might push a button to see what time it is? Is this a problem? So the Igros Moshe discusses this. He says if there's a chashash that you might come to push a button on your watch, let's say you regularly push buttons on your watch during the week, you wear the same watch on Shabbos, a digital watch, he says it's better that you should put some sort of kisoy on it, or some sort of hecker. Somebody joked to me that you should buy a watch blech, to wear on your wrist. Shlomo Zalman says that if you have a digital watch that you're used to pressing, or you might come to press, he says you should tie some sort of string around the buttons, maybe, in order that you don't come to press it. And if you don't do this and you usually press the buttons, he says that one should not wear it on Shabbos because it's easy to come to press a button absent-mindedly. Now, we mentioned before an idea of ladies, men with watches. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a very famous shitta which has a lot of confusion about. I want to sort of clear the air. I have over here a sefer called Kuntres HaZichronos, which is written by Rav Chaim. It's called Kuntres HaZichronos. It's brought in the Hagdama. They write about the Chazanish's Hanhogas. And Rav Chaim writes that things that used to be as clear as day as to what the Chazanish used to do started becoming forgotten. And we wanted to write down all his Hanhogas so that we can remember what the Chazanish did. And he writes, Ha'idi b'shmo, they gave testimony in the Chazanish's name, that the Chazanish wasn't happy with people that wore watches on their hands. There's a problem that Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea, Siman Kuf Pei Beis, brings an idea that from the Posuk, that a man is not allowed to wear a lady's garment, and a lady is not allowed to wear a man's garment. Right, so we're going to talk about men's watches. Rav Chaim understood from the Chazanish, and he took on himself. But I don't think anybody understands this. Osa Me'ika Hadin, but he wasn't happy with the idea that men were wearing watches. He understood that it's a lady's a way of dress. Now Rav Yitzchok Shol Kanievsky, Rav Chaim's son, he says that Rav Chaim himself, when he was younger, used to wear a watch. He used to give watches to his chassanim as a present when they got engaged. He used to give them all gold watches. The stipler himself bought Rav Yitzchok Shol when he turned bar mitzvah a wristwatch. So where did this come from? Rav Chaim himself used to wear a watch when he was younger. The stipler used to give out watches. Rav Chaim used to give out watches. So the Rav Yitzchok Shol Kanievsky hypothesizes, he gives a theory. He says that since in the late recent days people have been spending a lot of money on buying watches, and watches is seen as more of a jewelry type item. Rav Chaim understood that it's become like the way of women, just like women spend a lot of money on buying a necklace or a ring. It's hard to understand that how a man would. Men don't understand why women do this. For example, whereas men have somehow with watches they've started spending a lot of money, especially recently. You get Rolex watches for incredible amounts of money, for example, and therefore he was choshesh for an issa of lo silbash. Somebody asked me, what's the difference to buying an expensive suit? People have always been buying expensive suits. Maybe it's lo silbash to wear an expensive suit. So, to which I think the answer is posher. A suit is a functional item of clothing. It's more of a beged, whereas a watch, which is a tachshit, Rav Chaim understood that expending lots and lots of money on a tachshit might be an issue. In which case, Rav Chaim understood that there might be. I don't think he ever said that it's osa midin, but he said he wasn't happy with people coming into his house wearing watches, even a plain watch, since watches in general have become something a big expenditure for people in a way that he feels is quite feminine. So that's why he did not allow. He was not happy with people wearing watches in his house.
Many people buy these Rolexes for investments, or they know that.
Right, but do they wear it? Right, but do they also wear it, right?
But
if you take
the comfort factor of spending many thousands of pounds is it's an investment. It won't go down.
Well, let me put it another way. This is how I put it to somebody who asked me about this last night. Let's say somebody there's a Casio watch for sale on Argos, I think about $899, the very basic Casio watch. Now why doesn't everybody buy this watch? If it's the cheapest watch, it's very robust and it lasts for years and it's waterproof. So why don't people buy this $899 watch? The answer is they want to buy a nicer looking one. Right, so if you want to buy a nicer looking one, Rav Chaim says if you're buying a nicer looking Tachshit, that's a bit feminine. In which case, he understood that most Gedolim weren't machmir for this, and I wouldn't say that this is the halacha at all. But Rav Chaim himself, this is as to why Rav Chaim, I just thought it would be interesting to point out, this is why Rav Chaim understood it might be Orach Noshim. When I first heard it, I thought it was very interesting, but when I sat and thought about it, it sort of seeped in a little bit as to how it could make sense. Now I want to go on to, in regards to Hilchos Watchers, a famous topic, which is in Hilchos Tefillin. Do you have to take off your watch to put on Tefillin? This is a very interesting kasha, which has been asked to me in the past. Simon Chof Zayin Sif Dalid. I'll read the Loshon Shulchan Aruch. Lo yehi davar chutzeitz bein tefillin lebesoyis. You not have something that which is a separation between your skin and the tefillin. Lo shnal shal yad, but lo shnal shal rosh. Whether your shal yad or shal rosh, says the Ramah. Interestingly, v'davka b'tefillin, specifically with the batim, avol burit suas, but the straps. Ain the hatpid. You didn't have to be machmir that there shouldn't be a chatzitzah there. So people with casts, bandages, plasters, you don't have to be machmir for the rest of your skin. The Mishnah Berurah points out that v'mokim hakasher, where you have the actual knot on your head and your arm, that you should be machmir for chatzitzah. But where you do the seven times round, you don't have to be machmir. Or on the yad, you don't have to be machmir. There are those that are machmir for the seven krichos. The minhag is to be machmir for the space that the seven creepers take up along your forearm. Those being the MSD archive and the Shuvas van Hoggers. The Cheshef or Ephod says you don't have to take off your watch when you put on tefillin. The Shut Yechoveh Da says that which people are machmir to take off their watch, that's only in the place of the seven creepers. But after that, very close to your hand, where you've already done the seven and now you're going to do the shin on your hand, if you're Noheg Azoy, then you don't have to be machmir at all. Now, there's also, I once saw another thing to throw into this, is I once saw a Shubas Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes that there's somebody who had a tattoo with an unclean picture on his hand. He was Baal Teshuva, and he wanted to put on tefillin. And the Eitzah was that he should put leather over there because min b'min, and cover the picture because min b'mino ein chotzeit. So if you have a leather strap, maybe there's more of a reason to be mekil. I'm going to skip a little bit because we're running out of time. There's a halacha in Simon Beis, kisoi rosh. You have to wear kapel. So the Shulchan Aruch says lo yelech begiloi rosh. You're not supposed to go with an uncovered head. The Ramah says this is because covered hashchina. Now the Taz writes that even if you're sitting at home in your house by yourself, you're not walking around. Even so, you're chayav to keep your head covered because of b'chukosehem lo seilechu. He writes. So the derech of goyim is when they come into the house, they take off their hat, they take off their clothes, and they sit down. A Jew should keep his head covered even when he's sitting in his house. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Yodalef points out that it's enough with the covering of your hand. You don't have to have a kapel when you're indoors and not underneath the shomayim. The Maharshal explains. This is from the Maharshal, who makes a chiluk between indoors and outdoors. Indoors, you can walk around like this, no problem, with just your hand on your head. Outdoors, you can't. The Maharshal, which was brought by the Be'er Heitev and Simon Beis, explains, because when you're outside and you're tachas aveh hashamayim, which is meant to remind of Hashem's kisei hakovod, it looks more of a merida, it looks more of rebellious to go without your head covered. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if it's also to go without a head covering, kol shekein is also to make a bracha or to learn without your head covering. And Mishnah Berurah writes, interestingly, that for learning and making brachas, it's not good enough to cover with your hand, because the hand and your body, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Sadi Aleph, is considered one entity, and the body can't cover itself, at least le'inyan brachas and learning. Now, those that are mekil, b'shas hadchak, if you don't have anything to cover your head with, it's enough, even for brachas and learning, to cover with your hand. If there's another person there, you're able to ask him to cover your head. So if there's somebody else there, you can ask them to cover your head, because he's not your guf, in which case you can make a brachas. I wasn't sure if you can ask your wife to cover your head, because you have a halacha of ishto kegufoy. Maybe you're, I'm not sure. I didn't see anybody that asks this. I'm just asking to be ma'ira. Maybe your wife can't cover your head for you. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the correct thing. Pardon? Right, but we pass in Hilchas Kriyas Shema that if your body's touching hers, you're able to read Kriyas Shema because you're one entity. So just like you're one entity to Gabe Kriyas Shema, and there's no problem of hear her, maybe also covering your head. Maybe she's not good enough. I'm not sure. Maybe it's truly what you're saying. I've never seen anybody that's marking for that. Pardon? Maybe, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm just saying this to people. Oh, yeah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the best thing to do is to take your hand, your sleeve, and put it over your hand, and then cover your head with your sleeve. Now, what happens if someone's wearing a short-sleeved shirt, and he's got a watch on? Can he use his watch to cover his head? That's the shaila I want to ask today, which is basically, what put the shaila another way, what's the minimum size for a couple, for the mini couples? What's can you use in the middle of the night, you wake up and you don't have any sleeves, you don't have any couple on, and you want to make a bracha on a cup of water? Can you use your watch to cover your head?
Use a cushion.
You don't have a cushion either. You're in the desert. That's Igros Moshe in Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, the Igros Moshe's opening words. He brings a raya from the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Sadi Aleph, Sivvav, that I mentioned. That you can use your hand to cover your head. You can use someone else's hand to cover your head to make a bracha. That means you don't have to cover most of your head. In which case, a small couple might be okay. There's no idea that you have to cover roiv of your head. The Eleb Atoma brings from the Chazanesh, and the Rav Chaim is also Nayeg, that you should cover most of your head. You need to cover most of your head, and that which the Shulchan Aruch says it's enough to use someone's hand, Rav Chaim said that means someone else has two hands, or it's talking about somebody with a very big hand to a very small head. It has to cover most of the head. There are those that understand that it needs to reach to the Mokum Tefillin, and also to the place that's the Derech HaOlam to cover, which is, I assume, off the flat part of your head. So from the Mokum Tefillin to the off the flat part of your head, that's how much your couple needs to cover for it to be considered a covering. The Chazanesh brings another Chiddush, which is difficult to understand. He says it depends how long your hair is. You have to cover most of your hair. And if your hair is very long, you have to make sure that your couple meets the required size, which is difficult to understand as to somebody with long payas. Now, just before we do the Chazorah, what is the psak with regards to using your watch as a couple? I think you can be makel if you have no other choice, since the Eliyahu Rabbah anyway paskins that it's enough to use your hand. So if you put your wrist over your head, you're definitely covering at least with your hand if the watch is not good enough. Now, we're going to do a very quick Chazorah before we end off everything that we've done today. So we started off with Haitzah. Is it okay? There are those that say it's not okay. There's more reason to be makel if it's on your hand. There are those that understand that it's more of a jewelry item, especially if it's made of gold, since you're wearing it. There are those that are machmir, those that are makel. I think the maskanas hadvarim is if you're bentori, you should be machmir no shesarabim. Since we live in a place where there's an erev anyway, there's definitely more room to be makel. There's an idea that if there's a chashash that you'll press your digital watch on Shabbos, that you should make some sort of hekka for yourself, a Shabbos blech, coming to a shop near you soon for your watch. We can put a string around the watch. There's an idea of Lo Silbash we've seen from Rav Chaim. He didn't like people coming into his house wearing a watch. There's no problem of Chatzitza if you want to keep your watch on. So definitely if it's past the seven krichas, the seven times around your hand. We spoke about waking up in the middle of the night and you don't have a couple. Is it enough to use your watch? I think if you don't have any other choice, you don't have a sleeve or cushion or some other item that you can put on your head, a tissue, then you're able to use your watch, definitely in conjunction with your hand, which would cover a large part of your head. Shkaya.